What is up? Welcome back. It is Dub Air Minimum Podcast, episode 5. Thanks, guys, for coming on back. It's Marcos, joined with the homies, as usual. Jake Dog's here.
Producer Jake, what's up?
Oh, we're giving out titles?
I'm actually giving myself the title because this episode's recorded on different software, so if it sucks, you can blame Producer Jake.
Can I ask you a question, Producer Jake?
Yes, go ahead.
Were you the kid that gave yourself nicknames growing up?
No,
I'm Cobra.
As also nicknamed Mustache King, did not give myself that nickname.
Yeah, I was there. It's okay. Anyway.
So, Dale's here too.
Oh, hey guys.
And Sam's back.
What's up, guys?
Well, been back, actually.
And girls, for the record.
It is the Bare Minimum Podcast, guys. Again, episode 5. Thanks for joining us. Bears beat the Detroit Lions on the lakefront 24-14.
Bears.
Justin Fields, 11-17, 209 yards, one pick.
Bears.
Another bright spot on the offense, David Montgomery, 23 carries, 106 yards, two tutties.
Bears.
And we're thinking about our boy, hoping that
busted knee.
Tease and peace. Isn't anything too crazy. But overall, guys, talk to me about your thoughts of the game. What'd you see?
It was great. It was just great all around. It's fun to watch a team win. And I think we all know that's not something that the Bears are going to do a whole lot of this year. But it was a great win. There's good things to take away from all three phases. And that is something that I just wanted to quickly bring up. I mentioned this before. Just a huge shout out to Cairo Santos for being so reliable. That's been a great thing for the Bears. But all three phases were great.
Yeah, 2-0 at home. We should just play every game there. Maybe we'd be better. I really do. Hopefully we get into it. I don't know what we are. Are we good or are we bad? I think we've been very bad against good teams and very good against bad teams.
Does that not mean that you're just run of the mill 500 ball club?
So I guess we won't know until like the middle of the season when we play another 500 the mill ball club, or maybe we beat a good team. I don't know.
Well, the next 3 weeks, if I remember correctly, it's like Raiders, Packers, and then another difficult game after the Packers. I forget who it is, but you'll know in those 3 weeks what we are. They're like, yep, without question, no matter what the other stuff is about play calling or anything that we'll get into, you will know after those 3 games.
Measuring stick. Next 3 games.
Yeah. Speaking of measuring stick, to get to kind of what Justin Fields was showing on the field and kind of how we liked all that. I mean, Justin Fields played a really nice NFL starter game. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, you want to see touchdowns and stuff, but I enjoyed the throws. Were out of this world. 200 yards, one interception, and that was a tipped ball, so you can't put him on him completely. But
well, and the game plan was a lot better. They definitely set him up for success.
Whose game plan?
Well, we will get into that, won't we? They ran the ball a lot, and Justin didn't have to throw the ball a lot. So that's a huge difference from what we – because what we said last week, we ran the ball like 9 times, and then this week
– yeah, this week, David Montgomery, like I said, 23 carries, 106 yards. Damian Williams, 8 carries, 55 yards. Who really added for the first game, I think, this year, we saw a nice complimentary back to David Montgomery and something that you could really kind of hang your hat on.
Circumstances withstanding, obviously, you hope, and we'll reiterate, thoughts and actual prayers out to David Montgomery. He seems to be, from everything, just like a good dude, a young guy who hopefully has a bright future in this league and with this team. So really hope that knee is okay and that leg all together. But you're absolutely right. Damian Williams was fun to watch. He had big plays. There was the big, was it a screen or a toss out to the side where it cuts back all the way up the middle? Like, there's some big explosive plays in there, and that's exciting. It's good to know that we have that now. We didn't know that before yesterday. Or was it yesterday? It was yesterday.
Yeah, so to what I was saying with the game, so 30-plus runs to Justin Fields, 17 passing attempts. That's a recipe for success for a rookie quarterback, especially against a bad team like the Lions.
Yeah, and even just to get into the game plan and kind of like the scheme of everything, you completely different from the Browns game. You saw him moving. You saw the pockets were moving, play action. You get the run going, and everybody talks about how you're able to open up that play action. I mean, from the get-go, it looked like a much better way to use and try to kind of get your rookie quarterback acclimated to that type of environment?
Well, it seems as though they're, and I'm struggling to dance around something that we'll get to, but they made a playbook for him, and that's all it shows, and it's just night and day difference.
Which is what we were asking for, like, a game you had all week. We talked about it all week to design, really all summer, to have a game plan ready for Justin when he came in, and you didn't do that game one, but you did that here.
And I'll happily eat my words from last week when everything I was bitching about with Justin Fields of show me something or do something cool, do something to excite everyone.
Eat it.
Every single thing he did was exciting. The Mooney throw, the other Mooney throw, the other Mooney throw, the Allen throw, the other Allen throw. Right, exactly.
How does it taste?
Like, it's phenomenal. I'm so happy. I love.
Is it sweet or savory?
Oh, I'm a savory guy. I'm not a sweet guy at all. So I enjoy it. Thank you, Justin. I'm very appreciative of those words that I would
add a little more sugar to that ice cream sundae.
You don't need that anymore. All right. I'm good.
So, not to bring the mood down too much, but we do obviously have to talk about David Montgomery's injury. Knee, at least from what they're talking about right now, looks like a hyperextended knee. At least without getting results from an MRI, it sounds like he avoided something catastrophic, but your workhorse is going to miss some time, and it might be a couple weeks. It might not be 1 to 2. It might be 4 to 5. We might need to depend on Damian Williams and see what Khalil Herbert, and does Tariq Cohen still exist? So
I saw him on the sidelines. I saw him there.
That's great.
He's hard. He's actually really easy to miss on an NFL sideline, but he was there.
So
careful, careful. He'll tweet about you.
Talk about you on the Twitch stream.
That's funny. Like, he can probably kick the shit out of me, and I'm 6'3", 250. Like, he's obviously a professional athlete. Anyway, yet Khalil Herbert will obviously start getting a little bit of time now. Hopefully he can fit into the Damian Williams role now that Damian will be thrust into the starter role. Now, none of us are medical experts, of course, but it just didn't look good. And to be realistic, you got to expect some missed time, absolutely.
You have to.
Absolutely.
I would think but so. No ACL tear.
Yeah, no structural damage is what they said.
Right.
But without the MRI, but like right. Initial viewing, they think structurally his knee's okay.
Well, they had said at some point that on the sidelines they did initial stress tests of those ligaments, and they were all, you could tell, like, if a ligament is torn, it's torn. Like, you can
yes.
feel it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They did the initial test, and that's always good to see, but, you know, knock on all available wood that it'll be good soon.
Yeah, I mean, I think something that now we're going to look at, and I think it's kind of rang true throughout the year so far, whoever you put back there, whatever the offensive line gives you is going to dictate what their success is. So I think you can put Damian Williams back there. I think you can put Khalil Herbert, Tariq Cohen when he comes back. Maybe a sign if it's extended time. Maybe you're bringing in a guy like Todd Gurley. Maybe you're bringing in somebody else, one of those veterans.
Marlon Mack.
Marlon Mack. I didn't want to say it. I was waiting for you. But you could put anybody back there because running backs really in this league are a dime a dozen. Is this offensive line going to open up like they did in Detroit? Or is it going to be more like Cleveland where you couldn't get anything going?
The one thing that worries me about that is...
Serious.
Well, what you know and love about David Montgomery is he'll fight for those extra few yards. He'll push that pile. And you saw that time and time again yesterday. Mm-hmm. He'll push that pile. The one touchdown run, even the last 3-4 yards. You're not going to get that from Tariq Cohen. You likely are not getting that from Khalil Herbert, the return man, more so than pile pusher. So, while Damian Williams, I'm not too familiar if he's a power back or not, so I'm not going to pretend like I know, but you're going to be missing that with Montgomery because that is a strength of his game.
Quick question. Are we expected to get Tariq back sometime this year?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
Because he opened up on the PUP list.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's until week 6, I believe, is that designation.
Yep.
Can't do anything until week 6.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe they're going to ramp him up here pretty soon and get him ready to go, but if not, we're talking about a 2-year ACL injury.
And I don't know the specifics with the PUP list either. I know with the IR, you have a 2 or 3 week window to activate him. If not, they have to be shut down
for the year.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if anyone knows how the PUP list works in that regard, that we should keep an eye on that.
Yeah, definitely.
He definitely is out till at least week six.
Okay. So, anything else offensively? I mean, you guys want to cover?
Not offensively, but let's talk about that defense.
I would like to get into the defense because there's, it's again, here's that roller coaster that we talk about. What part of the ride are we on right now? Because they do some really, really good stuff. And then there's times that they just make you want to pull your hair out. It's unbelievable.
That's what I was going to ask you, is which defense did you want to talk about? First half defense or second half defense?
Great question.
It's like alternating drives at this point.
And it's difficult to gauge just because, like, even in that second half, there were a bunch of good plays. They're continually getting pressure on their quarterback right now, which is, you know, based on the last year, refreshing. And that's forcing some bad quarterback play so far. Even Baker didn't have the best day, even though he did win that game.
So, pop quiz. What team in the NFL, or who leads as a team in sacks in the NFL right now?
Probably the Browns.
I'm going to tell you, you're wrong.
Really? That's, like, honestly very surprising.
I'm going to give you one more guess on a Bears podcast. Who's number one?
Oh, my goodness. Is it us?
It is the Chicago Bears. Woo! 15. Cleveland is second right now. We have more than they do, and we gave them nine last week.
Gave them nine.
So we'll be down on them, but obviously here's that roller coaster. Here's some good things going on. What'd you guys think of all these stupid penalties?
This is like a roller coaster that hasn't had preventative maintenance done on it in a couple of years.
Wooden lap bars.
And the guy running it is really how suspect. I feel.
This is the circus that they put in the out in the mall parking lot.
100%. The giant drop moves back and forth before it falls. Yeah.
We're on the Kitty Dragon roller coaster that goes around in a big circle.
Shout out that thing. All of our childhood.
Moving on from childhood carousels and such, but otherwise, the defense was serviceable enough to make me think that they're going to continue to be at least good.
Round of applause for Alec Ogletree and Roquan Smith.
Absolutely. Alec Ogletree had a great game, and Roquan, multiple times, I sit there and go, he's so the sack. The one where he pulls him down by his foot.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Roquan had the hardest job out of anybody on that defense. He had to defend both DeAndre Swift and TJ Hockenson.
And, like, that's what we're going to see every week. Every week you're going to have these offensive powerhouses that come, and you're going to go up against the likes of Travis Kelce, and you're going to see the fast running backs like Alvin Kamara. And every single week when that team has that guy, you're going to look at Roquan Smith and say, hey, buddy, you got him?
Yeah.
We're good? Okay.
You know what you're doing today.
We're going to let you do your thing over here. We got a bunch of other shit to figure out. So, but Alec Ogletree, man, 10 solo tackles, a tackle for a loss, and a pass defensed.
That pass defended, by the way. But not defensed. Defense defended. What I meant is the defended pass was that touchdown saving one.
Yes.
Absolutely wonderful. And I did not think he was going to get to that. That looked like a full extension tip.
Yeah.
Is it defense?
It is defense.
That's incredible.
Yes. It is
passes defensed.
This has been grammar.
I don't know if I've ever heard that with an S said before, but that's awesome. Learn something new today.
I'd like to see Sean Desai get a lot of these penalties cleaned up. A lot of this stuff is stuff that you can't afford. Obviously, we can afford this stuff against the Lions. And if your offense is kind of moving like ours was yesterday, you can roll with some of that. But man,
you can't be giving up free first downs.
Not free first downs. Not on stuff like third downs when you got to get your defense off the field. Man, you got to get off the field. Don't shoot yourself in the foot.
True. Like the accidental, like, brushing the quarterback's head. Yeah, you can chalk that up as a little bit of a bonehead mistake. But it wasn't like he was trying to take Goff's head off. Things like that, I think if you get those out of there, it's the holding penalties by the DBs, which seems to be called a little bit more right now than it previously had. But I think that as soon as that gets cleared up and the offsides, then we're good.
Oh, it was so fun to watch that defense yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, there's obviously maddening moments, and that's going to happen with every NFL defense because it's a scoring league, but just a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, well, one thing to just keep an eye on as we kind of prep for the Raiders this week is Akeem Hicks played one snap. yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, he got hurt.
The first.
Yeah, yeah, he. Then, he's a groin injury.
Yep.
Correct.
And now we'll see how it goes for him. But that's another guy who every year we see him playing through some sort of an injury, and we're trying to get that line at full health, and it's just added to the list of stuff that we're kind of keeping an eye on.
300 pounds, man. It's hard. It's a lot of man to move around.
So I need some grades real quick, and then we'll move on from that game. I think we've done some good stuff there. Defense, what do you give the defense?
Solid B, like a solid B. Okay. A B plus would happen if you probably held them to only one of those second half touchdowns, but solid, super solid B.
I agree with that, 100%. I mean, 85%.
Yep, exactly.
Jake,
yeah, I'd give him like a low B or something like that. Would have liked to see like a full complete game, especially considering against the Lions. I don't think we could do the same things that we did today against the Lions against an actual good team.
Like the Buccaneers. Not happy. I would say with you guys, as far as defense, I'd be right there B. I wouldn't even go B plus. I just
consensus B. Yeah.
Consensus B.
Offense. Curious. Oh,
social.
Aye, aye.
Social.
Aye.
Consensus.
Offensive side. I will start. I will give the guys a B minus. Maybe a B. You had rushing success. You had some passing success, but you still are not getting tight ends involved, and we're not scoring touchdowns through the air. You can go with these performances where you only put up 20, 24 points, but we said, offense, you have to be putting up numbers. You have to be able to produce touchdowns through the air, and I just would like to see more of that.
The tight ends were used to block this week, so that's
paying for something.
Honestly, at this point, we'll take it.
I will definitely take it. At least they're on the field doing something more than just running a couple routes. Fuck it. I give them a B plus. They scored 24 points. That's what Dale said needed to happen for us to win.
Was that the number I gave?
I'm pretty sure you gave 24. Dude, and it wasn't 21 because 21 didn't make any sense.
Guys, I've been on
but 24.
Heater.
I've been on an absolute heater lately.
Good for you.
Thank you. Well done.
Anyway, I would actually, I'm going to cave a little bit and give them another solid B. So just the quick thing is the run game was good. Justin largely stayed on his feet. And if you can get a good run game and protect him within 2 sacks or less a game, you're going to have a good time.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that B minus area, flirting with a C plus, simply because there was opportunity to put a lot more points on the board.
I agree.
And I just don't understand why you don't capture that.
One day we'll score 30 points.
That'd be... Oh. My God.
How cool would that be?
We'll throw a party. We'll put out 2 podcasts Parade. That week.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I'm already there.
So that's a wrap up of that game. Oh, Dale, you got something.
One more quick grade. Like I said, outstanding A for the special teams.
Oh, yeah.
Will Herbert, great return.
Why is that always a why are we always good at special teams?
Yeah.
Well, remember, we weren't there.
Well, that, minus the one field goal, couple of incidents that those years. But
we don't talk.
The special teams.
Otherwise, good.
Otherwise, always pretty good.
There you go. I'll take it.
That's Voldemort around here.
Does anyone have any idea what that means?
Yeah. You're talking about he who shall not be named?
Oh.
The instance that shall
not
be named.
No.
This makes sense.
Bong bong. I'm there.
Hey,
let's do it.
Whoa, dude.
So, I saved this, and I didn't want anybody to get into it for
uh-oh.
A reason, because... there's enough of it to where we could spend 3 months of podcast episodes devoted on how Matt Nagy is dumb.
He's just so dumb.
He's dumb. Like he's dumb.
Dumb, dumb.
He's arrogant. I don't understand.
Bush.
He probably doesn't like Bush Light.
Wow, ooh, dude.
That's
Matt probably drinks Old Milwaukee's.
Give me a
Hams.
So let's take a turn. Marcos, what's like your biggest... This is why I can say that he is dumb.
So, Matt Nagy is dumb because Matt Nagy's dumb because he's playing this stupid game with the quarterbacks and the starting quarterbacks right now. Like, Justin went out there and he played great for a rookie quarterback, made some wonderful throws that we all gushed over. And then you're telling me that Andy Dalton is, if healthy, he's still the starting quarterback. But at the same time, you're telling me that you want this guy to get these reps to be able to establish some sort of kind of momentum. And then what are you going to do? Ice him out by bringing in Andy? For what? A year from now, the guy's not going to be on the roster. I don't understand how this benefits. Matt Nagy's dumb. He just guys, I probably say that to myself, like, just driving all day 15 times. Just, Matt Nagy's dumb.
I just see you growling. Well, like in the car. Just,
it's just even smart. Like, dumb guys like us sitting in a basement in the burbs to smart executives making millions of dollars running these NFL franchises. Everybody sees it. Except for the guy being paid to see it. It's unbelievable. I rest my case.
Yeah, Matt Nagy's dumb. The press conferences are just on another level. He constantly preaches about he says constantly we. But when you hear him talk, it really just sounds like me. Like he's talking about how we make these decisions, but then he throws this little nugget in there where it's like, but I'm the head coach. I say yes or no.
It all runs through me.
I'm puffing my chest. I'm the head coach. I'm Matt Nagy. I run the Chicago Bears. But Bill Lazor's calling plays. Bill did a great job. Quote.
Thank you, Bill.
Quote.
But I felt really good.
I felt good as the head coach.
And it was my decision.
That's real. It's a real
thing. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nobody cares about your feelings, Matt.
Trust me.
Millions of dollars.
And then he has a 15-minute scheduled press conference, and he monologues for 12 of them. And when they ask a question, he continues to monologue so that they can't answer or give a follow-up question. And before they're allowed to, he prefaces saying, I'm done talking about this, by the way, so don't ask a question about Bill Lazor. First reporter. So Bill...
Just to clarify,
Bill... And he's like, I'm going to stop you right there. We're not talking about it. I just said that.
This is the last time.
It's clown stuff. It's clown stuff. Dale, why is Matt Nagy dumb?
Matt Nagy is dumb because his inability to just recognize obvious things, like a little bit of what you're saying, a little bit of what Jake's saying, and I'm just going to go on a limb and say probably a little bit of what Sam's going to say. There's just little things in all these facets that make sense to a normal person that he's just oblivious to at this point.
Is it oblivious, guys, or really truly? Like, it's probably, in my mind, it's probably more arrogance than oblivious.
I think the arrogance stems from what I would piggyback on everyone for why he's dumb is that he is the least self-aware coach in the NFL.
So I think this Marcos had mentioned it before that, you know, we initially liked how much Matt Nagy talked to the media and like spoke his mind, told us what he was thinking, all this stuff. But you really don't want that in hindsight, because I look at the same situation with the Blackhawks. Like, we had this stoic coach, Joel Quenneville, who gave away nothing to the media.
John Fox. Before Matt Nagy gave it.
Yeah. Just like, we're working on it. Yeah. He's like, oh, how'd this rookie player do? Joel Quenneville? He did fine. Matt Nagy? Oh, let me give you a 5-minute speech of what I think. More you talk, just the dumber you sound. It's just better just to look like a Belichick. The dude doesn't talk to the media. He was fine.
Well, and there's examples of this method succeeding, like Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin does not call offense. Mike Tomlin does not call the defense. All he is a morale guy and a decisions guy. Coach, are we going to challenge? Coach, are we going for it here? What would you like to see on this third and medium? Other than that, Mike gets the hell out of the way.
He's never had a losing season.
No, obviously.
In Pittsburgh.
He prepares the team and the coaches and then asks them to execute that plan.
Oh. Doesn't he have Prince?
Oh, yeah.
He's got at least one, but, two. No, because Cowher had the first one.
He's the head coach where he'll help you game plan, but you, like, it's your responsibility coordinator to call these plays. That's why you're the coordinator. So
yeah.
Matt wants us to think that's what he's doing, but he's doing it in the way that reminds me of, like, when my nephew, who's in third grade, comes up, and he's like, "Hey, Uncle Dale, I'm the best in my class." And I go, "Oh, yeah, are you?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm the best speller." Not his name. But he's like, insert dolphin noise there. Like, no! Sorry, Jake's funny. But yeah, that's what it makes me think of. Yeah, I wasn't playing well, but I felt really good. Like, match. The fuck?
And then your nephew's crying 3 minutes later outside because he tripped or something. Like, that's just the way it seems.
So, long story short, guys, Matt Nagy's dumb. Don't let him off the hook for this. Every week he's going to continue to give us examples of why we should not have faith that he is the guy going forward to kind of build and develop our superstar young quarterback that we hope is sitting. So, my favorite segment, not that guy.
Not that guy.
You're not that guy.
I would like to have Sam start. Sam.
Okay, so my not that guy for this week is William Clay Ford and his children for allowing the Lions to become a bigger joke than the Bears.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
I thought the...
Oh, R.I.P. William.
I thought the Lions... with the same situation as the Bears, where it was a daughter that ran the team.
Oh, now it is, yes.
Oh, okay.
He said him and his children.
The daughter's trying to, like, fix it up and mend fences with all the Hall of Fame players that they have done so dirty. It's a joke.
It's just a circus. But, you know, all jokes aside, my not that guy is the Lions. It's just essentially the Lions. And I feel bad. Like, I feel bad because we know how a lot of this feels.
Yep.
Jake Dunn. My not that guy of the week is Dan Campbell, you kneecap biting weirdo. Your team's 0-4. Nothing's going to change. Forever bad.
That juice ran out quick. That good vibes will play hard for you. That stuff's over.
I'm assuming you're going to ask me next.
I was. Unless you want me to go, if you're still researching.
No, I'm looking at it. Like, it's, I mentioned this before, like, watching the game yesterday, Jared Goff, if you look at a stat line, had a decent game. 24 for 38, you know, what is it, 63%, and two touchdowns. His rating is 105. His quarterback rating is 34. Because Jared Goff is not that good at all. Like,
not that guy.
Just so many throws honestly, they could have been a lot more pressure on the Bears if he makes a few of those.
That's why the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Matt Stafford was great.
So good.
Anyway, Jared Goff, you're not that guy.
It's just amazing.
Sorry, bud. Sorry, I bet you're a nice guy.
Why not that guy? Two-time nominee.
Whoa!
Urban Meyer.
Ooh. We've all seen it, right?
Urban's had a rough last...
Hey, he looked like he was having a great time.
Yeah. I'd say he's having a rough last couple days. So he's 0-3.
I'm sure it was rough.
Good for you. Good for you, Urban. You suck. And...
You're a dog.
Getting all close and cuddled up with somebody who is not Mrs. Meyer.
Yeah, some townie.
Not Shelley Mather Meyer.
Urban, you're not that guy. And... You better look for counsel.
What was his reasoning for leaving Ohio State again? Something about his heart, right? He was like, he's like, oh, I have a heart condition, and everybody's like, yeah, okay, Urban. And 2 years later, he's coaching the NFL. I can't wait to hear the next excuse to leave coaching.
Wasn't all those, you know, sticky situations in Ohio that took him to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna start to see all the Reddit photos of I snapped this picture and when the team was here in New York. And it's just photos, the whole album.
I don't care if they're photoshopped. I don't care if they're fake. I'm here for all of them.
That guy sucks. All right, guys. So looking ahead, Bears play the Raiders. We are gonna be in that fancy ass stadium in Las Vegas.
Woo!
They hold the 3-0 Raiders, guys. The 3-0 Raiders. How do you guys feel?
Well, we are, I don't know if we mentioned it, we are recording this on a Monday night. So the Raiders play tonight. They play the Chargers. Yeah. So Raiders currently 3-0. Could be 4-0, could be 3-1.
Oh, thank you.
I don't exactly, I'm 50-50 on it, because like if we said this before, but if we play like we did last week, we should have a chance. And then they, you know, shit down their pants. But John Gruden kind of scares me just as a human.
Because of the crazy factor.
He's yeah, loose cannon. Wild card. For sure. It's on the road. The Bears are at this point on Monday are 5.5 dogs. I'm guessing that's going to change drastically depending on what this team looks like tonight, the Raiders, that is. I don't know. I was gonna say Bears are gonna win. What? I don't know if I'm in that place yet. It really depends on who the quarterback's gonna be. What do you guys think that's gonna look like?
Well, that's such a joke. That's the whole, like, I think that Justin Fields is going to start on Sunday. But, and this is so stupid, I think there's pressure now on Justin Fields. Pressure that a rookie quarterback shouldn't have, especially, like, self-in-house made pressure. But I think that there's going to be pressure on Justin. If he comes out and he plays a mediocre game, then it's easy for Matt to say, hey, I'm sticking to my original plan, my Kansas City plan, which he should get no credit for, by the way. And he's going to go back to Andy. But, hey, if Justin plays well, balls out, force his hand. You don't have to start him. You just keep running with Justin Fields.
I'm not pessimistic about the Raiders game. Raiders are 3-0 right now as of this recording. The two of those wins against the Steelers and the Dolphins. Steelers are not playing well. Bunch of hurt guys. Dolphins are not good, I think is fair to say. Did beat the Rams, or excuse me, Ravens, so I'll give them that. But I think that by the time they play the Bears, they're 3-1. And I think if the Bears' offense continues to move like it did, it almost put up 400 yards last game. If it can do that, you win a game, probably.
It's an anomaly.
And the defense can play against the Rams. Jacobs might not even be playing. Mm-hmm. Jalen Richards is on injury reserve now. Kenyon Drake's the other guy there, so he's capable, but still. I think there's a path to victory, depending on how many points the Bears were getting. I would probably bet them.
Yeah, I mean...
4.5.
Just did...
4.5 to 5.
Okay.
I saw plus signs. I had to do it.
I wondered what you were doing over there on your phone. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, maybe he's doing research in front of his laptop that he's doing.
No. Absolutely not.
Sam, I don't think we even need to ask you at this point. What's your outlook for the game?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Well, me? That's a win.
Okay.
That's my guy.
I'm not saying just cover that 5.5, and that line's going to move, just like Jake said.
I got 4.
It's going to get a little froggy here over the next, depending on what happens tonight. But I see it. The Bears don't just win by a field goal. It would have to be at least a touchdown, because I don't see us being able to squeak out a close game against them. We have to be up by a touchdown or more. But I see it happening, because there's a chance if the defense shores up, we don't have Bush blowing coverages back there, then, and we get a little pressure, it happens.
I'm the eternal optimist of this podcast, I believe. When it comes to the Bears, I think
that's fair.
I think it goes back to Dale when you were talking about we're going to get that gauge of who this team is when we play teams like this.
Yep.
It's not the studs, but it's also not the bottom feeders. You need to play other teams that are right in the middle, kind of vying for taking that next step. If you lose to those teams consistently, you know you're down at the bottom with the rest of those guys. But if you win,
mm-hmm.
hey, you have at least a path and something to play for.
That between 8 and 16 ranked team, that's really... where you figure out where you've fallen.
8-16, and then there's 16-24. Like, those 8 versus those 8, it's that big of a difference. I'm right there with you.
I'm excited to see the stadium. This fucking stadium.
Death Star, so dude.
I thought the Death Star was the LA one. They're calling this one the Death Star?
I think so.
Which one's the all black one?
It's this one.
Oh, okay.
I think this is the one they're calling the Death Star.
I think this is the Death Star as well.
Just build that in Arlington. George McCaskey.
Yeah.
Build that in Arlington.
Which there are no updates to provide as of now.
That's... Dude, yeah, we're not going to have updates for...
years.
So, what do you guys want to do next? You have two options, and I think you know what both of them are.
Oh, baby, give me Dale's Trap Game of the Week.
All right. This is... All right. So... I'll just explain to everyone.
Wait, real quick. What was your last trap game?
You didn't let me pick one. You just mocked.
No, you did pick one. You did pick one.
Oh, if I did, I just picked a game. I'm going to explain this to everyone.
You thought that was the trap game, and you said it.
Everyone listening, I don't get it. Apparently, I explained that to them when I was explaining the fact that I don't get it. But I just don't
get it. The best part is you don't get it, but you routinely use the term, I think this is a trap game.
Well, that's for our hearts.
Again, I don't get it.
I don't get it. It's
not the emotional game.
So, Dale, what is your trap game of the week?
Okay, so for me, Chiefs-Bills.
You don't get it.
I don't get it.
You just don't fucking get it.
Well, I don't get it because the Chiefs are favored. I think the Bills, the Chiefs finally won against a mediocre at best team. The Bills have been playing hot, who are 2-point dogs. Help me understand. Okay, so all three of you agree on the same game. I don't get it.
He picked both of them?
You put two options
okay,
down.
Okay, so before we recorded, we asked Dale to figure out what his trap game was. And he's like, all right, I've identified it. And I said, good, because I've identified two potential trap games. And I showed them to Marcos. And he says, okay. Sam just leaned over and showed Marcos and selected two games. And they were the same two that I picked before. So three of us are on the same page of what a trap game is. But Dale...
They're perfect, too. They are the definition.
Everyone, I'm being honest. I'm trying.
And that was Dale's Trap Game of the Week.
Trap of the Week.
So wait, what are your two games?
Trapping ain't dead.
No, that doesn't matter. We're gonna let the
No, I want listeners. To know.
Listeners.
I want to learn.
Everybody that's out
no.
there.
No.
No. The hundreds of thousands of you that are listening, submit, tweet it, Dale. Tweet your picks.
What's a trap game?
Doesn't know trap games, doesn't know how to work Siri.
So... Looking at this game, we win if.
I do have an answer for this that I feel somewhat confident about.
Then, Sam, I'd love to hear what you got to say. I'm just joking, Dale. Go ahead.
You guys are the worst. If Damian Williams can serviceably replace David Montgomery. Damian Williams replaced Montgomery, that is, in the Bill Lazor offense that we saw last week. You can get that replicated performance... You're still not putting pressure on your hopeful starter of Justin Fields, and you're hopefully putting up at least 28 points in this game to win. There you go.
Jake Dog.
Is this the first time we've played the Raiders since acquiring Khalil Mack?
No, we played them in London when we lost to them. That's when the GIF became popular, the one with John Gruden talking about Club Dub and how we knocked Club Dub in that speech. Anyways. So
that
we
even
also I did say last week we win if Bill Lazor calls the plays.
Well done, Jake Dog.
I'm on one. I'm all on right. one. Right, I'm on track. One. All take right. Notes. All right.
Okay.
We win if Justin Fields plays and he has a complete game. I'm thinking 250 plus, 50 yards rushing. That might be a little much, but I'm going to leave it there.
Rushing tutty?
And 3 TDs.
Rushing tutty?
That's 3 total.
3 total.
3 total.
Okay.
We better win if.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So
in the first half.
My we win if, guys. We win if one of our 12 tight ends scores a touchdown on Sunday.
37 tight ends.
That's, I think red zone, get those guys down there. You get a Jimmy Graham, you get a Cole Kmet touchdown, and it's great for my FanDuel account too.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
The damn tight end bets.
We're, one of these weeks we're going to hit.
Ryan Pace Stockholm and Matt Nagy wake up on a Monday morning and they just go, which tight end's clear?
This was last year. I think Marcos bet the Cole Kmet anytime touchdown like 8 times in a row. Because this fucker's going to score once. Like,
the first game you didn't, I think, is when he scored.
Yep. And then we went about 9 weeks of nothing.
But did that right. did that 1 week finance bankroll the next?
No.
9?
No,
no, okay.
He missed that week.
I was a coward.
Ooh.
He pulled out after 8 weeks.
Sorry, I thought you played it. I thought you hit
five. Sam, we win if.
We win if Derek Carr overthrows every 20-plus yard pass.
Those guys are so fast. They are.
Yeah.
Henry on the Ducks. Raiders?
No. Oh, yeah. But in all seriousness, we win if we get real pressure on Derek Carr. I'm talking 4-plus sacks.
Nice.
It has to happen. And, or else they could eat us alive with those mid-range shots.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Darren Waller. That's a...
Oh, God. Roquan Smith. Hey, Roquan. Dude.
That's what we got to watch. Yeah. That's what to watch for this next game. I think we really have to keep our eyes on the way we scheme against Darren Waller and how Roquan does.
Hey, Roquan, you got this guy? You're good over here?
It's cool.
You got us?
By yourself, right?
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, guys, that's another one in the books. Bear down. Excited to see the boys. We'll be back at you. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything's going to be out. Like, subscribe, share, comment, tell your friends about it.
Ridicule us.
Download everything. It.
Tell Help me understand what a trap game is.
No, nobody tell
if
me.
If anyone can nobody. Explain it to me, like, I think I get it, but I'm really held up on one of those
details. It'd be real awful if everyone just tweeted wrong trap games at Dale.
We're going to help our boy out. Can't wait to see you guys next week. Bear the fuck down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.